Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Alex from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. So let me ask you. The first question is, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Thank you. And next, in which state do you currently reside? Arizona, Nevada, Missouri, New York, Maryland,
New
or
York.
Other?
New York.
New York. Okay, thank you. What is your zip code?
Doesn't mean anything. 13212.
12. Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your year of your birth?
1953.
Thank you so much. And are you Hispanic? Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
White.
White, thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably Democratic.
Democratic, thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
Probably 6.
6, okay. Next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? 1. Democrat Kamala Harris. 2. Republican Donald Trump. 3. Third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 4. Third-party candidate Jill Stein. Are you undecided, or will you vote for other political offices but not the president?
No, or will Democrat you know? Kamala.
Kamala. Okay, thank you. Next. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Okay, next. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first statement is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. 2. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And 3. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Yeah, probably 2.
2. Okay, thank you. Next question. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? 1. Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. 2. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. 3. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. 4. Abortion is totally banned in New York. And 5. You are not sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. Don't worry. Next question. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. Next question. As you might know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Just a little.
Just a little. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, based on the one you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Probably undecided.
Undecided, thank you. If you had to choose, will you vote yes? Okay, that's the same question. Will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I guess the first one.
You will vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next. We have a couple questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very thankful that you are helping me with this service. So the next one is, here is the text of proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election. Okay, I will read it to you. Add certain protection to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination prohibition to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. So, after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Yeah, undecided.
Undecided, thank you. Okay, but if you had to choose, would you vote yes or no in the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Probably wouldn't vote.
Okay. Let me check. Vote no. Okay. Next one. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? I will read to you a list of topics, and you can tell me what are the values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list, okay? The first one is protecting lives of unborn children. 2, faith in God. 3, family. 4, goes too far. 5, distrust of government. 6, empathy. 7, personal responsibility. 8, responsibility to women. 8, parent rights. 9, safety, or you don't know?
I don't know right now.
Okay, thank you, don't worry. Okay. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Say that one again.
Okay, don't worry. If you learn it, a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Probably no difference.
Okay, no difference. Thank you. Let me check. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood?
No difference.
No difference, thank you. Next one. Next question. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws, in your own knowledge?
Probably the first one.
Okay. So the Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Two, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Three, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I believe it's two.
Two, okay, thank you. How, the next question, how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Two, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Three, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? This is about you.
Probably number one.
Number one. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
No, very important.
Very important. Okay, thank you. Next question. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement for you, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you so much. We are just about to finish. Allow me just a few minutes of your time. Of course, remember that all your answers are helpful. So, next one. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then answer some questions on it. Okay. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by, first, allowing government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Okay, based on what you just heard, how favorably or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
What was the beginning of that? What was the question?
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. I will repeat it. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy...
I wouldn't vote for him, no.
Okay, so let me check. It makes a strong difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you most likely to vote for that candidate or less likely to vote?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, thank you. Now, here are some statements that made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So I will read to you this statement. You will let me know if that is a very convincing reason to vote for the Republicans. Okay, so now, or not a very convincing reason. Okay, the first statement is, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. If that's a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all?
No, not convincing at all.
Okay, thank you. Next, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Is that a very convincing statement? Someone convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Understood. Thank you. Next statement. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk, or someone is raped, or the victim of incest. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all?
Convincing.
Somewhat convincing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. Okay, I will read to you the first statement. Remember that this is to support Democrats. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. That's a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. If Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, facing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Is that very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you so much.
What was the question? I mean, I don't want to vote for the Republican. Let's put it that way. So.
Okay. The question was, the main question, right? Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. And you say that the last statement I told you was not that convincing reason at all to vote for Democratic candidates. Is that correct?
No, I would vote for Democrat.
Okay, somewhat convincing, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
Probably 6.
6, thank you. Next question. Remember that your answer can change through a survey, so that's the reason I'm asking these questions again. Okay, next question. I know it's been a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald... Okay, Kamala Harris, thank you.
Kamala Harris.
Next one. Okay, next one. We are almost to finish. Allow me just a few more minutes, okay? So next one. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no in the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Probably number one.
You will vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And next question. I know it's a thing a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Democrat or the Republican?
Democrats.
Democrats, thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's.
Bachelors. Okay. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you. Married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. Okay. Next question. Do you consider, we're almost done. Remember that your opinion is very important. So, do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Straight, thank you. And the next one is, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Democrat, Biden.
Biden. Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$180,000.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And I'm very thankful that you helped me with this.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank
you.
Have a
good day.
Nice day.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.